question, how much do you love the Lord this morning? Your worship will show how much you love God. The way you worship the King of Heaven will show you how much you love God. Now, I want to throw this in free of charge. Remember, I always tell you about, I love the presence. For those of you who know Vessel to Brain, I love the presence of God. I live for the presence of God. I live and move and I eat and I sleep in the presence of God. It's everything. So if you think about the Holy of Holies, just before we're going to get to this message, if you think about the Holy of Holies, there's certain angels that circles around his throne every single day. Now I want you to hear this. Several themes declare to each other, he's holy, he's holy, he's holy. So they tell each other how holy God is. The cherubims, they cry out to God, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy. But if you think about what I'm saying now, they do this forever and forever and forever up to all eternity. All right, where's the real people in this church? The seraphims and the cherubims, they cry out every single day for all eternity how holy God is. Every time an angel say to God he's holy, they are being revealed a new aspect of God. So God is so vast, so big, so marvelous that for all eternity, every single day, every single split second, right now, there's angels crying, holy, 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 he's holy, he's holy. Do you know what this means? That every single second they understand a new depth of how big, how holy, how great, how awesome this God is. For all eternity. This is why they are around the throne, just to declare new revelations about who God is. Imagine if angels see how big, how awesome, how marvelous this God is. And God didn't die for them, he died for us. How much more should we become a people that can cry out because of revelation we've received through the Holy Spirit? He's holy. Come on, he's holy. He's holy. Now this morning again, I believe this is a message that people need to hear. I really do believe that this little brain doesn't just preach. There's always something that God wants to say to the church. Come on, who believes that? So who's ready for the word of God? Come on, if you're ready, I want you to high five somebody and say, I am ready. Now the scripture, the portion of scripture that I'm going to use today is a very well-known portion. But there's some stuff that the Lord revealed to me. I've just feel the anointing by saying this. There's some stuff that the Lord revealed to me in this portion. And I would like to share this. I'm going to teach a little bit on Joseph this morning. Is that fine? Because I really do believe there's Joseph sitting in this place. And you need deliverance, Joseph. Come on, you need to see what God has called you to do. So many people just sit and they just go through the motions. But I want to tell you this morning, what if I tell you that there's much more on you than what you know? You see, people of God needs to understand, always to release a greater glory of his presence, there's a pressing, there's a hardship, there's a price attached to it. Now this message might not be for all. I'm speaking to the real folks who's not just serving God on a Sunday, but you are dedicated with your time. Come on, you're dedicated with your worship because you love the Lord with all of your heart. In actual fact, I want to do what the Holy Spirit tells me. Lift your hands. Father, I take authority in the name of Jesus over every ear right now in Jesus' name. I command every high thing, every principality and power to be cast down in Jesus' mighty name. And I take authority over every ear, over every heart. You will hear the word of God. You shall receive the truth. And the truth shall set you free in the name of Jesus. And devil, there's nothing you can do about it. Now, are you ready to receive the word of God this morning? I want to tell you about Joseph. Joseph was the son of promise. If you look at Joseph's life, I was thinking about Joseph, and Joseph reflects the life of Christ Jesus, and I'm going to show you and teach you why. But if I think about his grandfather Abraham, and then his father Isaac, and then his direct father Jacob, and then suddenly here's Joseph, and Joseph came out of, I call him a son of promise for a simple fact that Jacob's beloved wife, the one that he loved the most, couldn't get children, and then God promised them a child. And suddenly here's Joseph. But if you understand scripture correctly, Joseph had many brothers. Please say with me, Joseph had many brothers. And out of all of the many brothers, there was something attached to his life. And most of the times when that thing is attached to your life, people don't like it. The enemy hates it. Come on, where's the real people? It's called favor. It's called the hand of God upon your life. Now, what I love about what the scripture says that I chose you. You didn't choose me. I chose you. So the Bible says God selected you. When he created you, he knew that you are the man. I want you to say, I'm the man. He has selected you. He has chosen you to bear fruit. And suddenly, here's Joseph, the youngest in the clan. And the Bible says he was handpicked. Now, I want to read you a scripture just now, but I want to just show you the story. The scripture says that his father made him a tunic or a mantle of many colors. Now, if you study the scripture, you'll understand that by actual fact, his father made him a kingly robe. Joseph was dressed in a kingly garment. You see, you need to understand the very thing that is on you will shine through you. Let's try this side. The very thing that is on you will shine through you. There's a reason why his father made him the tunic and not his brothers Benjamin or all the rest. Because his father already saw the hand of God upon his life. Favor is like a pimple. It stands out and nobody can stop it. They don't like it. Woo, come on. They don't like it, but it stands out. Every time I see a pimple, I say, that's favor. Come on, say favor. It stands out. So favor stands out like a pimple. I promise you, you can walk in a crowd and suddenly you see there's something different on this man. I'm talking to you about a different spirit, a different garment, come on, a different face. There's just something on him. He stands out like a pimple because God has selected him before the very foundations of the earth. And scripture says that his father made him a tunic, and when he got the tunic, suddenly something starts to change in the life of Joseph. And the scripture says Joseph had a dream. Now, I like this, that the dream always follows the mantle. People think that men just got dreams and, wow, this guy's a dreamer and he's got a great vision. But many people forget, they tend to forget, that before the dreams, there was a mantle first. And with the mantle comes pressure. With the mantle comes the pit. With the mantle comes the prison. Come on. With the mantle comes the rejection. With the mantle comes the hatred. With the mantle, people will start to try to destroy your life. This is what the Bible says. But suddenly, things start to change because if God puts a mantle on your life, my God, no cancer, no sickness, no sin, no man, no demonic power can stop the power of God on your life. If you believe it, come on, give him some crazy praise. Now, I love this. We're going to get to the scriptures just now. But eventually, you'll see how they planned on killing Joseph. Because Joseph shared with his brothers that he had a dream. Now, this is something that people don't like, but it's an actual fact. Most of the times, it's the brethren that will come up against you. It's the brethren that will not believe in you. It's the brethren that will plot and plan your destruction. It's the, come on somebody, it's the brethren that will speak. It's the brethren that wants to see you fall. But I thank God that those who are for us are much more than those who are against us. Come on, if you open your eyes, you will see that heaven is fighting for you. Come on, I want you to shout, thank heaven. God is fighting for me. So eventually it comes that he's stripped of his mantle, thrown into a pit. They wanted to kill him. Long story short, he's sold off as a slave. And eventually he rules and reigns, and suddenly he's filthy rich. Now, what I want to say this to you, and something that knocked me. If you have favor, you don't need money. I'm going to try people this side. When you have favor, you don't need money. You see, favor pushes you into open doors. It brings you to the land that overflows of milk and honey. Come on, with favor, you don't need much work. You just need to rest in the one who works for you. And there's nothing that hell can do about it. Come on, if you agree, say hallelujah in this place. Most of the times, God allows your enemies to come close to you so that God uses them as billboards to your success. You'll see David cried his whole life. He said, Lord, look at them. Look at how they increase, those who hate me. And if I read my Bible right, suddenly David was a king. Come on, Joseph had brothers that hated him, wanted to see his destruction. And suddenly he's the second filthiest or richest man in the world. But something happened. He needed enemies. Enemies is a sign that the Red Sea is in front of you and Canaan is just behind it. If there's no enemies behind you, there's no God before you. If God before me, who can be against me? I want you to read the scripture in Genesis chapter 37, verse 3 to 5. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. And the Bible says, but when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now Joseph had a dream and told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So here we see, quickly, I'm speaking to the real people with real emotions this morning. The Bible says that he was handpicked. His father loved him more than the rest. He was favored more than the rest. Please shout with me, he was favored. There was a blessing of God upon his life. So the scripture says his father made him a tunic. This tunic speaks about a kingly garment, a kingly robe. This means to rule and to reign, to have dominion. Come on, to have authority. And his father went down the line. No, it's not you, it's not you, it's not you, it's not you. And suddenly the youngest one, the weakest one, his father says, you are the one that I'm promoting today. Not for any other reason, but because of the hand of God that's upon your life. Come on, because of the favor that God has placed upon your life. Not because your brothers don't like you. Come on, not because you're most hand. No, no, no. Because you are a man after God's own heart. Here's the mantle. And the scripture says when the mantle touched his life, suddenly he had a dream. So people think about Joseph as a dreamer, but they never, ever, ever read the scriptures that before he was a dreamer, there was a mantle. And with that mantle came a heavy price. I speak to the real people this morning. Come on. That pays a real price. And it goes on. It says that when Joseph shared his dream with his brothers, they hated him even more. You see, they hate you when they see there's something different on your life. They hate you already. But now suddenly God starts to bless you. Now they hate you even more. Amen. Can you see the cycle? All right, let's go. Now I want to read verse 17. And the man said, they have departed from here, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. So Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. Now, I want you to just pause there, keep it on the screen and hear me. Here the Bible says, and I want to get down and personal with you right now. The Bible says, here's Joseph, and he's supposed to go and check his brothers, make sure that they are fine. Please take note, he's the young one. He's the one that they don't like. They don't like him. They already hate him or hate him in their hearts. Am I speaking to somebody right now that hears me? And now the scripture says, so he's looking for his brothers. He didn't find them. And suddenly here's a man. He says, what are you looking for? Now I'm looking for my brothers. He says, now I saw them in Dothan. Now, if you don't know, Dothan means law. Dothan means law. When he rocked up in Dothan, scripture says they saw him afar and they plotted with each other. And they said, here's the dreamer. Let's kill him and see what becomes of his dreams. Because people don't understand that the law can only kill. It's when you come to the law that the law will kill you. When you come to the law, you are under the if I can say, the curse, the sickness, the poverty, that mental state is under the law. Dothan always kills. The Bible says the law kills. But I thank God for love that has set us free. The law even planned together and say, we're going to kill this man. And then love steps in and says, you will not put a hand on that man. He's my chosen vessel. If you're a chosen vessel, come on, that thank God every day for the grace of Jesus Christ. This law has no power over you, for I am blessed beyond the curse of the law. Please take note, Joseph had to go to Dothan, because Dothan means law. Dothan means law. Jesus come, he came to earth. And you know what? He lived under the law. But when he cried out, it is finished, we stepped into his grace. Amen. And the law was nailed on the cross with Christ. But here's the law. The law, in Dothan, they planned and they said, all right, we're going to strip him. Let's strip him of his mantle. And we will see what become of him. And then we're going to kill him. So one of his brothers comes and says, no, let's rather not kill him. The only thing that we do is we strip him of his mantle, throw him in a pit. And then we'll make a plan. suddenly they strip him of his mantle. Now that mantle was just a physical mantle that his father placed upon him, but it's something deeper in the spirit. I don't need this jacket to be anointed. You can strip me of this jacket, you can take my shoes, but you cannot take what's in me. You cannot take what's upon me. That is engraved by God and God alone. Come on, you can take my hairstyle, you can take my socks, but you cannot take what on the inside. For what is on the inside was produced in the pit. If you study the scripture, it says they threw me into a pit. Pit, P-I-T. Pain is temporarily. I'm a prophet in training. Pain is temporary. Now, the pit is not the problem. The problem is not producing in the pit. Many people sit in a pit and they go through the pit, but they're not producing. You see, the pit is where you are being squeezed, and when you are being squeezed, there's a king coming out of you. Come on, when you're being squeezed, this is why I always say, the Afrikaners, I said it so much, I say, many of paddles for the swine gooi nie. It costs you something just to throw it away to people that don't want it, because people don't understand what the pit did to you. People have not been part of your pit. People were standing outside and see you go into destruction in the pit. If you don't even know this, read the Bible. David, he prophesied this about Christ. The Bible says they lowered him into the lowest pit. If you go to Jesus' prison, it's a pit. It was a water pit, an old water pit. And they threw Joseph in one, they threw Jesus in one. Joseph came out victorious. Christ came out more than a conqueror. I've seen that all the great men of God that was thrown into a pit in the Bible came out victoriously. Daniel was in a pit, in a lion's den, but he came out, come on, and God used him supernaturally. You see, the pit is not there to kill or to destroy you. The pit is to make sure that what's on the inside of you, that you are squeezed, that so that greatness can come out of you. You can stay in the pit and die, or you can stay in the pit and produce. As long as you produce, oh come on, I'm speaking to the upper room this morning. You better produce and understand that I love God more than I love my situation. This is why many people lie when they say, it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Until you throw them into a pit, then they sing another story. You see, it's when you are at your loneliest of loneliest hour, when God is at his closest to you. You see, this is what the world does, is they select you by what you look like. They see your appearance. They see, you know, this guy is strong, this guy's, now God wants to use you, but God is not working that way. His father walked among all of them and he said, yes, Joseph, this is the one I want. So when the world shouts no, God shouts yes. When the world says you cannot speak, God says, I'll put my words in your mouth. Come on, when the world says that you are weak, Christ says, I am strong. When the world says that you are too poor, Christ Jesus says, I've become poor that you might become rich. Come on, when the world says that you are the weakest of the clan, God says, this is where I want to work. You see, God doesn't select people like we select people. God selects people because of their hearts. This is why God selects people. You can sit here this morning and you can think this guy has lost it. I tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, come in the pit with me. Pray in the pit with me, and then we'll sing another song. Amen. People sing songs, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, and they look at the ground. Come on, people of God needs to get this. You cannot sing about how great he is unless he has brought you through some stuff. You see, one of the stupidest things that Joseph could ever done, Joseph shared a dream with somebody who didn't have a bigger dream than him. Never share your dreams with people who doesn't have a bigger dream than you. They will kill your dream. They will not sustain your dream. They are out. In actual fact, I'm going to say it as it is. Satan sent them to kill your dream. Not everybody that's called a brother means they love you. Not everybody that kisses you means they love you. There's many people around you that will only take what they can out of you. I call them vampire Christians. They suck you dry until there's nothing left to suck, and then they move on to the next. Am I speaking to somebody? There's no substance. You see, if I eat a cake, I want the whole cake. I don't want the icing only. I want the whole cake. I want substance. You cannot share a dream with somebody that does not have substance. The pit produces substance. Oh, come on. So here he comes. I had a dream. If you tell somebody that you've got a dream, trust me, not everybody wants to hear your dream. Many people just want to see you fail. Come on, especially in South Africa. I'm saying it like it is. Especially in South Africa. When there is sonder your opkom, it's a problem. But people don't want to share the same pit. Come on, where's the Christians at in this place this morning? Never share your dream with anybody that doesn't have a bigger dream than you. You have to share your dream with somebody that will push you and say, I know you can do it, and I know you can do even better. You don't need people around you that say, oh, that's great. And then they tell somebody, oh, yeah, you'll be here, go, lekker man. Many years ago, a guy came to me. I was evangelizing the whole nation, the whole world, and the guy came to me and said, I want to just tell you. He says, many tried that before you and failed. You will also fail. I looked him in the eye. I said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Come on, greater is he. And then I started realizing that the people that you can open up to and release some dreams, you better get people that's with the same mind, the same heart. Come on, the same spirit. You don't need yabrus. You need people that will sustain you when you're in the pit. Come on, and they will promote you when you're in the palace. Then they will be with you. I really do believe in the days we are living in, there's many wolves in sheep's clothing. I really do believe there's people in these days that we are living in that you better be on target. I say you better be so sharp in the spirit and know why they are there. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You see, people want what you've got, but they don't want to do what you do. Come on, I'm speaking to somebody. People want to dream what you dream, but they don't want to be in the same pit as you. Come on, I'm speaking to the real clang in this place this morning. People want what you've got until it costs them something, then they're out. Joseph had this. I want to ask you this. Imagine every single day of your life, people closest to you, the only thing that they do is they stir, speak against you. It drives you crazy. Come on, it will drive you crazy. Do you know why? The Bible says that Joseph had a dream, and I believe that, but I believe it even more that the dream had Joseph. It is the dream that sustains you in hardships. It's the dream that sustains you. When there's no money in the bank, it's your dream that keeps you going. Come on, when you've got nothing working out for you and all backs are turned against you, it's the dream that sustains you. It's the dream that sustains you in a pit. It's the dream that sustains you in a palace. The dream had Joseph. Come on, say this with me. The dream had Joseph. And then I'm going to go to the next one. You can just put the next verse on the screen for us. Then they said to one another, look, this dreamer is coming. I like this about the anointing. They will mock you. Oh, here's the crazy guy again. Kijk, hier is die dromerkie. But what the world sees as foolishness, I promise you this. If you study the Word of God and you spend time with God, God wants those who's outnumbered. When you're outnumbered and the world says, we've got him, God says, not on my watch. God is 4 days late, always on time. God uses those who's the weakest and the poorest in the clan. God's not saying, where's the rich people? All right, come. Come, I want you guys. No, God wants those who's down and out. The only thing that you know is the four walls of the pit. But you've got a dream in your heart. And I just, by the way, want to say this free of charge, that the dream that God has placed in my heart, no fear, no enemy, no devil in hell shall take away this dream. The more people say you will not be able to do it, the more I want to show them it's already done. Because it's the dream that sustains you. I really do believe that when God gives you a dream, it's a God-given dream. There's not just one day that you got a dream and then suddenly, I want to do this. No, it's the Holy Spirit that births it on the inside of you. Do you know why it's already birthed on the inside of you? Because when God looked, not the rich one, not that one, not that one. I've got nothing against rich people. Please hear my heart. Not this one. I want this one. This one that the whole world says, no, it can't be. Not this one. Not this dreamer. I'm going to use you. And I'm going to put a dream on the inside of you. Because when I created you, I know that you've got substance to sustain the dream. Oh, hallelujah. Then he said to one another, look, the dreamer is coming. Verse 20. Come, therefore, let us now kill him and cast him into some pit, and we shall say some wild beast has devoured him. We shall see what will become of his dreams. Let's go on. You see, you can keep that verse on the screen. They said, when we will kill him, we'll see what goes with his dreams, but they forgot the legacy. I will get there. Then they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. Is there one more? The Lord was with Joseph. Say this with me. Verse 59. The Lord was with Joseph. Come on, say this with me. The Lord was with Joseph. And he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Okay, is there one more? And his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. Now what happened is, here comes the dreamer. He went to Dothan. Dothan means law. The law, the only thing that the law can do is kill. Amen? Come on, somebody. The law can only do what? It kills you. It keeps you restrained. There's no freedom in the law. There's a curse of the law. But I thank God that Joseph showed us, even in the Old Testament, going to Dothan, that the law will not kill me. Come, I said, the law will not kill me. No law can kill me unless the Lord leaves me. So the Bible says, here he goes, and they plan, they scheme, they say, we're going to kill him. Let's see what becomes of his dreams. Great men of God doesn't just have a dream, they leave legacies. There's a legacy that a great man of God will leave. It's something that you impact generations for. Come on, a whole generation, cities and towns and nations has been impacted because of your life that is on the altar. Come, I'm speaking to somebody. And here the scripture says they stripped him of his mantle. You'll always see this, that the enemy wants to come and try your mantle. You'll see it when he was ruling, he was also his mantle was also in jeopardy. But scripture says they threw him in a pit. And do you know what they did? They killed a kid of goats. And they took the blood of the goats and they sprinkled it over the mantle. And they went home and tell their father that a wild animal has killed his son. So here, I just want to quickly let people understand. When his mantle was removed, the Bible says they killed a kid of goats. And they did what? They took the blood of the goats and they sprinkled it over the goat. For those of you who do not know, under the law, every time a covenant was made, blood had to be shed. His enemies planned his destruction, removed his cloak or his garment or his mantle from him. And do you know what they did? God used his enemies to sprinkle the blood, to sign the contract. To the covenant that God had with Joseph. If I miss somebody, I'm going to slap you with a Bible and you will be with me. Hear me right now. This must get you excited. God used his enemies to sign off the contract to his success. So in other words, when they took off his mantle, threw him in a pit, they started laughing at him. Kijk waar jou die drummer. Where's your dreams now? Killed a kid of goats, and God says, I'm going to show you where's his dreams now. I'm going to use you to make a sacrifice for his destiny. God will use your enemies, those who speak bad about you behind your back, those who want to see your destruction. He will use them to sign the contract, the covenant between your destiny and God. So do you know what? They thought it's a pit. They thought it's a pit. It was a stepping stone to his destiny. Because while he was resting, they were out working. Kill the goats, sprinkle the blood, sign the contract. It is done. Who gets what I'm saying this morning? I said, who's getting what I'm saying this morning? Hallelujah. So the Bible says eventually they sold him off as a slave and they took him to Egypt. But Egypt had no power over him. Egypt had no power with him. Let me tell you, slavery's got no power over the one whom God has chosen. Come on, I'm not a slave to fear. I'm not a slave to death. I am blessed beyond the curse. Can I speak to somebody in this place? So they took him to Egypt. Do you know what happened in Egypt? In Egypt, he got favored. Favor. Favor. Say with me, favor. Favor is not fair. He's a slave, but suddenly he's got favor. And eventually, they lied about him again. Plotted again. Tried to get his mantle again. Couldn't do it. What happened? Eventually ended up in prison. Because they lied about him. What I really do believe is when people lie about you, when people try to plan and plot your destruction, it's when God works behind the scenes. This is why he said, you just be still and know that I'm God. I don't want you to fight. I want you to be still and see me do the fighting. Come on. I want you to be weak. I want you to get to that place where I can step in and show you that I am the great I am. This is the kind of God that I serve. And then suddenly the Bible says, eventually he met a baker, butler, and he revealed their dreams to them. And he said to them the following. He said, please remember me when you get out of here. Onthou my naam. Gee my so goeie woord by die mense asseblief. Second problem. Promotion comes from God. Not from man. He waited for man to promote him. And you know what man did? When the baker and the butler came out, they forgot about him. You see, people always are reminded about you when they need you. But most of the times when they get their breakthrough, you're not on the list. I'm going to try you this height. You can pray for breakthrough. They get breakthrough. They run off. They don't need you no more. Come on, somebody. They take everything that they've got from you and then they are out. And the same thing happened with Joseph. He was forgotten. But I thank God when the world forgets you, that God remembers you. Oh, hallelujah. When the world forgets you, God remembers you. When the world hates you, he loves you. When the world rejects you, he embraces you. Come on, when the world says you can't speak, he says, open your mouth wide, I'll fill you with my words. Come on, when the world says that you are broke, God says, I'm going to favor you. I'm here to tell somebody this, that Joseph was favored. He was standing out like a pimple. You know what happens when there's favor upon your life? Joseph rocked up in Egypt without family members. Come on, his family wanted to kill him. He rocked up in Egypt with nothing but the hand of God upon his life. I'm speaking to somebody right now. You don't need money in your account. You need the hand of God upon your life right now. And God will start to push you out like a pimple. Come on, somebody, I'm speaking to you. And suddenly favor is at your door every single day of your life. And what people don't understand is this is how favor operates. You get a parking in front of the shopping center, right in front. Amen. You get out of the car and you slam the door and yes, it's warm vandaag and a lekker Coca-Cola drink. But you forget to see the favor. When you acknowledge favor, God opens up bigger doors. Yes. Suddenly it's no longer the pit, there's a stepping stone. Come on, you're getting higher and higher. Suddenly it's no longer just a parking spot, suddenly you're a director of that shopping center. I'm speaking to somebody that needs to understand. This is how favor works. Favor works is when you see favor, you acknowledge the favor. This is when you thank God for the favor. Suddenly doors opens up for you. This is what favor does. Favor, when you have favor, you one day, you sit in prison and you think to yourself, the whole world has forgotten about you. But do you know what favor does? Favor steps in suddenly, and your face comes up as a memorial. And suddenly, God says, that man needs a miracle, and you will be that miracle. And come on, and suddenly, they get you out of the prison, and before you can say, hallelujah, you are ruling and reigning. Suddenly, you see Joseph's life. No longer was he a slave, but suddenly, he's second in charge of everything that Pharaoh had. Second in charge. Now I want to go deep now. The Bible says when he was promoted, Israel was struck with famine. Israel was struck with famine because Joseph was not there. Read the Bible. The Bible says God blessed Egypt. Egypt. Hang on now. Egypt, those who enslaved God's people, oh, that's right. Bible says that God blessed Egypt because of Joseph. I tell you right now, that company is still open because of you. That business is doing great because of you. The minute you are pushed out, they will see famine. Ooh, hallelujah. Because of favor. Amen. So do you know what happens with favor? When favor is upon your life, come on. You've got more than enough. There's abundance that will flow. I want to tell you, people say, Vessel, South Africa is in recession. Christians shouldn't worry about the recessions. We are not living in the recession. We are living above the recessions. Come on, your company don't need to struggle because of the recession. If your company belongs to Christ and you are favored, no recession in hell can stop you. Amen. Amen. God says he blessed the whole of Egypt because of Joseph. I'm speaking to people very quickly. Who's about to see favor on your lives. Who knows that you know that you know that you know that you know that you're just different. There's something on your life. You feel it? Come on. Come on, you feel it. There's a stirring in your heart. There's a stirring in your bones. You are different than the rest. Just by the way, you are here because of favor. Yes. You sit here, you hear this message this morning because of favor. Yes. And you know what? Joseph's brothers didn't understand what they had in their midst. They wanted to kill him. His own kind, his own kin. And you know what? A different nation says, we'll accept him. The Bible says Jesus' own people rejected him. He says a prophet is not without honor except for among his own people in his own country. They won't honor you in your own nation. When you go to Israel and you pray, the blind eyes opened. They understand that a man of God has been there. When you go to nations around the world, they honor you. In your own nation, ah, is it the vessel, the son of Christ? That's how they see you. They didn't know who Joseph was until they needed bread. Joseph was in the pit. The Bible never says he was hungry. He was a slave. He was never hungry. When he was in jail, oh, he rocked the jail. The Bible says he had favor in prison. He wasn't hungry in prison, by the way. He was promoted to palace. He wasn't hungry. And his brothers that rejected him had to run where the provision of God is. And when they got to Egypt, they didn't even recognize him. Listen, you might be broken, you're not destroyed. I don't know why I say this to this crowd. Somebody in this group needs to hear me. It doesn't matter what you did in your past. Do you hear me? All right, I'm speaking to the wrong crowd. Maybe you hear me. It doesn't matter what you've done in your past. God can restore that and use it for his glory. When the world says, not this guy, God says, absolutely this guy. Absolutely this guy. You mean the drunkard? Absolutely the drunkard. You mean that? Absolutely. That's a man after my own heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what the scripture says. When they got to Egypt, they bowed before Joseph exactly like it was in the dream. Exactly. Exactly. Suddenly it was no longer a dream. He lived what he was dreaming. Suddenly they understood the favor. I'm telling you today, by the authority of the Holy Ghost, you will lend out to many nations, but you will never have to borrow yourself. I declare this to you in the name of Jesus Christ, that your season of favor has finally arrived. I tell you right now, and again, I said this morning, for many people will just in here, out there, but there's something in the spirit that cannot be taught. It must be caught. You have to catch this right now. I declare this as a man of God. I want to say this again. You better hear me with boldness. I declare this as a man of God, that this is your week where God will push you out like a pimple. There will be favor upon your head. I said favor upon your head. There might be drought in your street, but your house will have bread. God will find you in your desert. He will find you in your wilderness. I don't care if people plot your destruction. God will get you out of the pit. Pain is temporarily, but his promises is eternal. Come on, I said pain is temporarily, but his promises is eternal. He will find you in the jail. Come on, you might be feeling like you are locked in prison of emotions and death and sickness. I tell you right now, under the authority of the Holy Ghost, God is getting you out. I've prophesied this many a times, that this is the season for the church worldwide. Worldwide, the church will see the hand of God. I want to say this. People's going to stone me now. I need to say this. I was looking at stats in Israel and South Africa about the population of Christians, etc. South Africa's got the highest rate of Christians. Yet the Muslims got their own places at the airports. They've got their own banks. They've got their special foods. Come on. And what does the Christians have? Nothing. They use the name of my Savior vulgarly on television, and not one Christian stands up and say, that will not happen no more. You say something about that ridiculous Muhammad, and the whole world needs to stand still and ask for forgiveness. And the Christians is doing what? They are dormant, doing nothing. It's time that this dead and dry bones come to life. It's time that the church get backbone and say, not on my watch. You do not speak about my Jesus in this way. Lord has called the church for kingly garments, not shattered robes, kingly garments that will rise up and say it's time for the church to come alive. Come on, where's the people of God at in this place? I want to say this free of charge. It's because the Christians do nothing while the Muslims are dedicated. Try to get a few Christians in church on a Sunday morning. My brother, a Muslim closes his shop for a dead God, and yet Christians got all the excuses why they can't serve a living God on a Sunday. This is why South Africa is going down the tubes. Unless South Africa repent and get backbone. Can a preacher speak like this? Absolutely, I'm doing it. It's time that we get Josephs in the house that say, God has called me. I will step into Egypt and I will have favor. God used one man. Joshua, come here, brother. I want you to take over this city. Yes, Lord. He didn't say I want 10,000. He wants one guy that will say enough is enough. For those of you who were not here last week, remember I said David had to represent his CV to Saul. And he said, I remember the time that a lion came and took one of my lambs. I chased after him. I opened his mouth. I broke him to pieces. I got back my lamb. In other words, David was reminded of what God just did for him a year ago. Maybe you just have this. Maybe you've got a testimony. I remember the time that I didn't have food, but God came through for me. Come on, where's the real people at? Every single time, one person, God says, if you're the guy, whom shall we send? And whom will go for us? Here I am, Lord. The Bible doesn't say, here are we, Lord. No, here I am, Lord. Send me. God wants people with backbone. My heart cried over Jerusalem. People think when you go to Israel, it's a Christian nation. Brothers, there's no Christians. Don't be bluffed. It's a Muslim nation. Catholics run havoc in that street. I've got Jewish friends that refuse, Jews but Christians, they refuse to wear crosses on them or walk openly with the name of Jesus because they don't want to offend the Muslims. Do you know what I did? My wife made me a t-shirt for every single day of the week. Jesus is King. Jesus is Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I'm walking like this. Lest we offend people. I say it's time that we get backbone like David, backbone like Joseph, and say, God will bless me. God will bless South Africa because of me. That plane is in the air because of me. All right, I'm going to try this side. Come on. Woo! The favor. There's favor on you. And no devil can stop. They use the name of Jesus in vain over television stations and movies. Hollywood says this is how they sell movies. As long as Jesus Christ is mentioned. But you know why Hollywood needs to use the name of Jesus in every movie? Because the Bible says every ear will hear from him and then he will return. Well, they say Jesus. Jesus Christ on television, what they don't know is they can never say, I never knew him. I never heard about him. Oh, brother, you heard about him. You don't need to come to church. Just watch a movie and you'll hear his name. Oh, you hear his name. And one day, very soon, that only name, I said, that only name will be on everybody's lips. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why don't the church hit the streets? Why don't the church march and say, up to here or no more? Where's the Elijahs that will say, let's call fire down from heaven? Come on, where's the Elijahs that say, enough is enough? No, the Christians are too afraid to offend somebody. The Christians are too busy fighting each other, not even seeing the hand of God upon their lives. I want to say this to you, and I'm going to be done. You cannot get ready. You better be ready. I was on the Temple Mount where the new temple is coming. For those of you who do not know this, all right, we spoke to the Jews. There's a university that has trained Jewish priests that will do the temple work, the temple duties. They say all the priests has been trained, all their robes are ready and available. In the university says they've got everything ready to build the third temple. Everything is in place. The cornerstone is built. Everything is ready. Everything is ready. Are you ready? Are you still playing games? Or are you taking over Egypt? Egypt didn't make a slave out of Joseph. No, 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 no. Egypt supplied Joseph. It's time that you take that fear and say, you're not going to rule me. You're going to supply me, because my fear will be turned into faith. Come on, my heartache will be turned into joy. I'm favored. I'm favored. Come on, I said, I, come on, say this, I am favored. I'm favored. And when you are favored, this is when God opens doors for you. You were not supposed to get that job. You're not qualified, but favor isn't fair. You were not qualified to drive that car, but favor is not fair. You were not qualified to get that contract, but favor ain't fair. You see, in the realm of the spirit, it's not about who or what you have, it's about who you know. I'm his beloved, and he is mine. I am the apple of his eye. No man can bless or curse what God has blessed. I will lend out to many, but I will never have to borrow. Come on, my vases are running over. Lord, your word promises that you will bless me in the presence of my enemy. My cup runneth over. Where's the Christians that believe this word this morning? I am the head and I'm not the tail. Come on, I'm moving forward and I'm not going backwards. There's favor on my life. And I declare this to you, your enemies, your worst days, they will sign off the contract to your destiny. Who takes that? I said, who takes that? The word of God can never come back void. Never. When the word of God has been spoken, it's got a creative force behind it. Amen. This is why God just spoke a word, let there be light, and light came into existence. Because there's a creative power in this, in the word of the living God. Do you know what I did? I declare the word over and over and over and over and over over you. Do you know why? Because that word, when it goes out, it will never come back empty-handed. It must do whatever it has been sent out to do. In other words, if I declare that you are favored and you'll see the hand of God upon your life, it means that it went out, it's a spoken word, and it must create. I am blessed. I am blessed. Come on, I am blessed. I'm highly favored. I'm the apple of his eye. I lack nothing. Come on, declare this, I lack nothing. You can say you lack nothing, even though your cupboards might be empty. With favor, you don't need money. I said, you don't need money when you have favor. Just wake up in the morning and see the goodness of God. The law keeps you bound, kills, and it destroys. But Jesus came to give you life, and that in abundance. Whatever your need is, you better lay it at the foot of the cross. I say, Lord Jesus,
I believe in your word. If you bless Joseph, I'm next. Come on, if you use Joseph, I'm next. Lord, if you can supply Joseph, I am next. I am next. My pit, I'm a prophet in training. Come on, my pain is temporary. My pit is my stepping stone to my palace. I'm not created for the pit. The pit has been created for me. Because in the pit, I find Christ. Come on, when I'm at my lowest low, Christ brings me to my highest high. When I have hit rock bottom, that's the greatest place to be. Because then on that rock, I will start to build again. Oh, hallelujah. I came to this church this morning. And I made up my mind. And I speak for myself now. I made up my mind. I'm not leaving this place today. And I'm not waking up tomorrow morning without that favor on my life. I say to the Lord, Lord, you have to do something ridiculous. Ridiculous. That this whole world must say, this can't be. This can't be. This can't be. This can't be. I say to the Lord, Lord, I declare ridiculous favor over my life. Come on, I'm not going to preach this unless it's true. I declare ridiculous favor to follow me. Come on, I declare whenever I go to a shopping mall, my parking will be ready. I declare that when I walk into a shopping center, that it suddenly there will be new specials. Come on, I declare when this church needs new microphones, I will step into Music Mate and suddenly you get two for the price of one. Hallelujah. I declare this when you stand before that mirror and say, Lord, you need a new suit, that your phone will ring and somebody say, let's buy you 12. I declare this in the name of Jesus, that when your car breaks down and somebody calls you and say, I'm not fixing your car, I'm giving you a new one. Come on, I declare this in the name of Jesus. I said to the Lord, ridiculous favor this week, Lord. Ridiculous favor. Now, where's the people with faith? I want you to tap in right now. People that's got crazy faith and say, Lord, Lord Jesus, I've seen you move 20 years, 50 years in my life. But I know that I know that I know that I'm on the brink of the greatest move of your spirit. And nothing shall stop it. Nothing shall stop it. Come on, that house that you've been dreaming about, I declare favor will knock on your door. Jou naam kan so sleg wees by die bank. Ek verklaar in die naam van Jesus that you will have favor, that the bank will call you and say, you owe us nothing. I declare this, that favor tonight, even in this hour, that your face will come up before people. People will see your face and they will be God's hands extended to you. If you believe it, come on, give him a shout of praise in this place. I declare to you right now in the name of Jesus that doors that was closed weeks and for months and for years will open up for you. Come on, and God will just push you and say, hey, I've opened the door. This is what I love about this. The scripture says, behold, I have placed an open door before you, which no man can shut. This is what God is saying. Hey, brother, ek druk jou uit soos 'n pysie. Kan jy nie sien wat ek besig is om te doen nie? Come on, I'm asking you a question. This is God saying, can you not see what I am busy doing? Oh Lord, I'm in a pit. That's good. That's good. Do you know what happens after a pit? Palace, brother. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, I declare every week of mourning shall be turned into a week of dancing in the name of Jesus. Why did the centurion man had this revelation, Lord, if you just speak a word, it shall be done. But the church can't. Oh Lord, just speak a word, my servant will be healed. It's time when we ask God just a word, just one word. Lord, just one word, and everything shall be different. Lift your hands right now and say, Lord, I receive my favor. My open doors. It's mine. It's mine, Lord. This week is a week of supernatural favor. Crazy favor, Lord. Crazy favor. There might be famine down the street. Me and my house will have more than enough. Come on, there might be a drought at the block, but not me and my house. We will see God provide every single need. Come on, you might say, my cupboard is empty. I declare that the ravens will seek you out. Come on, get out of that pit in the name of Jesus. Get out of that pit. pit in the name of Jesus. The pit is not a place of residence. It's a passing through season. Get up, get up, get up. I say, Lord, this is my promotion. I declare this to you. You've been faithful for so long. You've been faithful so long. I hear the banging on the door. Come on, I want hands to be lifted, eyes to be closed in this place. I hear that banging on the door. They tried to kill you. They tried to kill your dreams. They gossiped, slandered, spoke against you, planned your destruction. Week after week, it's something new. But I declare in the name of Jesus, that name which is above every other name, you are coming out. You are coming out. That pit will no longer hold you. I declare this, your chains, your shackles shall fall in the name of Jesus. Come on, you've been praying for your job. You've been praying for increase. Come on, you've been praying for a new position. I declare this is your month. October, make way in the name of Jesus. This is your month. God gets no honor, no glory when you have nothing. God gets glory when there's a testimony. God gets glory that when you had nothing and suddenly there's something. That's when he gets the glory. Father, I declare a name which is above every other name. What is coming will not be ankle deep. Shall not be knee deep. Shall not be waist deep. You will be submerged with the blessings of God. I declare this to you, that you will lend out to many, but you'll never have to borrow. Come on, in this presence, I want you to lift your hands and receive it right now. Holy Spirit, you are here. This is our week for favor, Lord. If you did it for Joseph, you'll do it for us. You did it for David, we are next in line. Church, it's time that the word of God is not just a good word, but it becomes revelation knowledge to your spirit. Revelation knowledge. I speak for myself, but I take for me and my house. This is my day for favor. This is my day for all the years of seeking and knocking and asking, being there on time, being faithful. This is my week. This is my week, Lord. This is my week. I shall not be denied in Jesus' name. The law kills, but the Lord delivers. Holy Spirit, I declare this over your people. Divine favor in the name of Jesus. Divine favor in the name of Jesus. Divine favor. The Bible says they will drag you before courts, say bad things about you, and think they will do God a favor. But I tell you, that it will not kill you. The slander will become your promotion. The pit will become your palace. This morning, I want to ask people that says, Vessel, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He pulled me by the heart. And I know that there's something on my life. God has given me something on my life. I'm not here by chance. I don't just exist. There's greatness in me. I want to ask every eye to be closed. No eye on me. If your eyes on me, Jesus can't do anything for you. Eyes on him. You say, Vessel, you're speaking about favor. But I want to ask, as every eye is closed, I want to tell you this. Many people want favor and a blessing, but they don't want to be sold out to the Lord like Joseph was. They don't want to be dedicated like Joseph was. Many people want the blessing, but they don't want to be dedicated. I speak to people right now this morning and say, Vessel, the Spirit of God moved me. And I want to be dedicated. Sold out like Joseph, like David. No negotiations. I want God to use me. Let fire come down in this nation. I want God to use me to make a difference in this world. And I want to see His favor. If I'm speaking to you, I just want you to stand to your feet. Heaven sees you, and the Lord knows your heart. No offense if you're not standing up. I understand. Speaking to those who says, Vessel, this morning, I need God to intervene for me. And that's going to require His favor. I'm going to need His hand. And then you stand to your feet and you lift your hands. Now, Father, I thank you for favor on your people this morning. I thank you for a divine turnaround in the lives of your people. I want to pray for every Joseph right now, Lord. Joseph, I speak to you now that they plotted against you to kill you, to destroy you. Spread rumors and lies behind your back. They kissed you, but yet they trampled on you. I say this with boldness that you are coming out of that pit. For God has ordained you for a time as this, and He will not leave you nor will He forsake you. The time is coming. I see it as clear as day. That the time has come where your promotion is at hand. You better hear me. I don't know what your promotion might be, but promotion is here. Promotion is here for the faithful. For those that's been faithfully serving, faithful at your job, faithful at your church, you've been faithful. I tell you this, the armies of heaven is behind you. Fear not, fear not, fear not. Father, thank you. Thank you so much. That as we enter October, that October shall be a month of ridiculous breakthroughs and miracles. Come on, I want somebody that will agree with me. It will be so ridiculous that even the world will say this can't be. Ridiculous favor. I pray, Lord, that the 1 minute your people will be in a pit, and the next, suddenly, they will be in a palace. I pray what your people need, every need shall be met. There's people standing here right now. I want you to be honest. You're praying about something for a while now, and it has not yet come to pass. That promise has not yet come to pass. I want to ask you to quickly just make your way to the front. We're going to pray over you. The Bible says Job prayed for his friends, and God blessed him double for his trouble. I say this because there's promises that I'm waiting to come in fulfillment. Promises that God has given. Dreams that God has given. Come on, you might say, Vessel, it has not yet come to pass. And you know that last year God took you out of some bad stuff. You know last month you were hungry and He fed you. I don't want you to be shy. I'm going to pray a corporate prayer, and the anointing of God shall just fall on you, and every yoke shall be destroyed. There's a promise. There's a door you need God to open for you. I want to ask you to make your way down here. We are never shy for our breakthroughs. I don't care what people think. God has promised, and He's faithful. He's faithful. If God blessed Joseph, He can do it for me. If He took care of David, He can do the same for me. I want to ask you, just come a little bit closer so we can make more space for people that's coming out. Come on, those who declare this, that there's promises that needs to come to pass. You are in the front because you believe that God is not a liar. He's not a man that he would lie. Whatever he has promised, he will do for you. Come on, those who are seated, I want you to stretch out your hands here to the front. And we're going to pray together. We're going to trust together. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. And we can put your people before your throne. People that's trusting you, Lord. People who's got dreams and visions. And they've not yet seen the manifestation. We know that the one who has promised is faithful. And your word will never come back void. I just feel stirred in my spirit as you come to the front. I want you to say this boldly to the Lord, but don't use my words. Come on, let it come out of your heart and say, Lord Jesus, this month of October, I declare ridiculous favor in my life. I declare this, Lord, ridiculous favor in my life. I declare open doors, Lord, that no man can shut. I want you to say this, the dreams that you had, the month of October, let it be the manifestation, Lord, of your promises. Come on, the Lord will do it for you. I believe he will do it for you, for the scripture says that whatever you shall ask by faith in his name, it shall be done. It shall be done. Now, Lord, we thank you that every delay shall be turned around. Come on, my delay is not my denial. I thank you, Father, it's done in the name of Jesus. Come on, can we lift it up? Lift your voices across this church. I just want to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to me, because I believe there's people here in the front that God wants to give a word and speak to you. Come on, lift your hands, lift your voices. The Lord is in this place. It's time that you put an emphasis on it and say, Lord, I'm not going home like I came in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare this over this family. In the name of Jesus. I hear this and I see this clearly, that God is pushing you out like a pimple. Favor is following you. And I say this to you, that there's certain things that's going to fall into place, things that you have been praying about, that the Lord is saying is going to fall into place. While you are in the pit, God is doing the rest. But I say this to you, that I see weeks from today, this promotion that's coming, where God will pull you out of the pit and your names will be as a remembrance. And God will do a suddenly in your life so big and so strong that you'll even say, Lord, can this be? Can this be? So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that your hand shall weigh heavily upon this family. And I thank you. I say this to you, Joseph, you are coming out. Joseph, you are coming out in the name of Jesus. And you're coming out with might and with power in Jesus' name. And I see that people are coming to you. People are coming to you to sit at your feet, to receive from you. And I declare this to this family. You will lend out to many, but you will not borrow. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I seal them right now with your promise. And I say, from this day, there will be no lack, no need, no difficulty whatsoever. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has dropped a word into my spirit. I hear the Lord says, unfair. You feel there's a situation, it's so unfair. But I tell you, favor is not fair. And God's going to sort it out. And people around you are speaking. But that will be your promotion. Ultimately, I want to tell you, look up, for your redemption has drawn here. You've got no worries, no burdens. Your pit is just temporary. Behold, your palace is around the corner. And I declare this month of October is your month. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, come on, stretch your hands. I release this to every single one. Favor, Father. This month of October, let it be a divine turnaround. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Every promise, every single promise shall come in fulfillment. Every single word, Lord. Every single word. In the name of Jesus. When I touched your hand, I heard the Lord say that I'm a restorer of all things. I'm telling you that God is restoring wasted years, wasted time. He's restoring all things, and He's saying, behold, I make all things new. These burdens that you carry, woman, I see it as clear as day that you carry things, and it's so much, so much. These days that you can't cope, I see it so clear. I'm in your mind. The Lord is showing this to me, that these days that you want to throw in the towel, I tell you, there's another round. Don't give up. Don't give up. God is about to do something tremendously in your life. So Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. I thank you in the name of Jesus. There will be no lack. No lack. And by the way, your joy is coming back. What the enemy has stolen is coming back in the name of Jesus. I see a person that has hurt you tremendously. And God is saying that He's removing the strings from your heart and He's giving you a new heart. He's restoring all things. And all the old things has passed away. And Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus for a suddenly in this woman's life. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for new direction in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you so much. Just give me your hand. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that favor shall start to knock on your door. I see things has become difficult, but the Lord is going to allow you to enter into His rest. And I see a new door that's opening up. It's swinging open. It's swinging wide open. And you have the opportunity this morning to decide whether you're going to walk through that door or whether you're going to turn away. But God says, as the door opens and you start to walk, that I will guide your footsteps. This will be a time that you're going to have to be close to God, as close as you can. And I want to say this to you, that the rest of your life will be the best of your life. That what is coming to you, the season that's coming to you, will not do to you what your previous seasons did. Father, I thank you in Jesus' mighty name that this door is opening up and no man can shut it. And I thank you, Father, in this house there will be great peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your exterior many times seems tough and it seems like you're okay and nothing can get you. But the Lord is showing me your heart this morning. And your heart is a deep well and there's a lot of hurt. But God is restoring you, woman. He's restoring you. You'll never be the same again. When you leave this building, suddenly there will be favor over your head and people will start to take notice of you. In Jesus' name, people will no longer use you, misuse you, but the Lord will bring the right crowd around you. The right crowd. Yes, Lord. I want to say this. I see friends leaving your life. I see even friends speaking bad about you behind your back, but God says, let them go. For I'm bringing a new season and a new people. And I thank you, Father, that it shall be done according to these words. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. I love it when the Holy Spirit speaks. I thank you, Father, from this day that an angel will take care of them, protect them. For the enemy wants to sift you as wheat. But the Lord is revealing the enemy's plans. And God says He will protect you. Stay in His presence and He will protect you. Father, I thank you, it's done in the name of Jesus Christ. And I also see a financial turnaround in your life. I give you praise for this, Lord. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I just release what she already knows. There's a calling upon your life. There's an anointing the Lord has called you for. And Father, I just ask you in the name of Jesus that you'll anoint her from the head to the soles of her feet. Favor from this day in Jesus' name. Great favor, great favor. Every need to be met, Lord. Great, great, great favor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that Joseph is coming out of the pit. Joseph, you've been in the pit for so long. It feels like a cycle every single month, the same thing. But today we take authority over that pit, over that cycle. Break that cycle before that cycle breaks you. And Lord, I thank you that the anointing will destroy every yoke in the mighty name of Jesus. This is this week and the month of supernatural favor. I don't know why I say this. I see there's a job situation that's changing for you. Get ready. God's about to shake things up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I give you all the praise. Thank you for this anointing. Thank you so much, Lord, for the anointing on these men. Thank you for your favor on this family. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise, Lord. I thank you, Father, not in this house. No famine, no drought, no lack. In Jesus' name. Come, you that stands here in the front, would you lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive this morning. I take it. I take it. Now, Father, I stretch out my hands towards each one of them. I thank you in Jesus' name that October is their month. I just say this to you, for those who want to receive this. What God is busy doing, no man can stop it. No man can stop it. I see it. I smell it. I taste it. Very soon, you will no longer see it as a dream, but you'll start to live it. What God has blessed, no man can curse. Would you say this with me? I am blessed beyond the curse. Let's try that again. I am blessed beyond the curse. This month is my month for supernatural favor. God is opening up doors which no man can shut. Come on, say this, October. This is my month of promotion. In Jesus' name. If you believe it, I want you to give Jesus a great shout. Now, if you're in the front, I want to ask you to borrow me your eyes quickly. Even though I didn't pray for you personally, laid my hands on you. You know, I know the anointing and I know the presence of God. And what I feel now, I know that I know that I know that I know that heaven has taken note of what happened right now. And I want you to take your miracle and your breakthrough by force, for it's already done. I said it's already done for you. I feel like running around twice in this building today. It's done. I said it's done. It is done.